Hello, hello, hello. Mo the Goddess here. You are tuning in to the Badass Goddess Glow Up podcast. It has been a while. I feel like every time I come on to record a podcast, I am opening it with the same disclaimer. Like, it has been a while. I'm going to do better. I ain't even going to do that this time. But it has been a while. And I think the reason why it takes me so long to upload a new podcast, you guys, is because I be like in my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be in my head so much, like telling myself that it has to have a specific structure. I have to have a specific topic every single time. And my delivery has to be just right. And when I think about all of that, it really takes the fun out of it for me. But I was inspired to create this particular recording because I've been watching some young folks on YouTube, these vloggers on YouTube, right? I think once you watch one vlogging video, then the algorithm just assumes that you want those same type of videos and it keeps just pushing them out to you. And over the past couple of days, that's what's been happening to me. But everybody, all these vloggers that I'm watching are freaking young entrepreneurs out here moving and shaking and confident and talking they shit and doing the damn thing and not being humble. Like, I used to be at their age. I just watched this girl. She's 28 years old, lives in New York, entrepreneur, and this girl knows who the hell she is. I watched a young man yesterday, entrepreneur in the tech world. Actually, he's a vlogger in the tech world. I guess he's very popular or whatever. But he's doing interviews. He's going to these brand events and he's walking through the crowd and mingling. I mean, he is really handling himself as if he has been doing it all of his life. And these people are in their 20s. And I just think about how when I was in my 20s, I was trying to figure shit out. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I didn't know if I was even doing life right. You know, I was just really not sure of myself. And I think that's the difference between what is going on in this new world with this new generation and the generation where I came from. As a 52-year-old woman, I am still trying to unlearn a lot of the things that I learned growing up. And that is, for one, be humble, you know, play small so you don't rock the boat, so you don't offend anyone. Don't be too, you know, pushy because people are gonna think you're a angry black woman. There were so many things that we had to navigate around in order just to fit comfortably in society. And excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry. And just me watching these young kids, let me get a drink of water. Watching these young kids that could actually be my kids. My oldest son is 31 years old. And watching these young kids and how they carry themselves in today's world and, you know, how they're taking care of their business, they own homes, and all this stuff was just very inspiring to me. And I wanted to come on here because I remember being that young. Like I said, I was trying to figure it out. But I want to talk to the entrepreneurs that are in my particular generation. We have to stop tiptoeing through life, you guys. We are definitely in the last half of our lives, if we're lucky. And it is time for you to start speaking up. It is time for you to start living your life really on your terms and talking your shit because you know your shit. I have always been an entrepreneur. I remember, you know, and this girl that I just watched, it just gave me a flashback. But I remember I've always been an entrepreneur. I've always been doing people's nails and hair in my mama's house, and then having a job, taking care of my children, and still doing hair and nails inside my home. I've always been a creator, you know, creating different fashion and things like that. So for me to get to this age and stop and act like I don't know my stuff, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. If these young kids got sense enough to know that they have to speak up for themselves and they have to handle their business because no one else is going to do it for them, then surely you know that. You know that. So I wanted to create this podcast for those of you who are going to your 9-to-5s or you're in this career and you've come to a crossroads in your life. You've come to a point where you are talking yourself out of living your dreams. You are talking yourself out of knowing what it is that you know. You know your stuff. And sometimes we hang on in places to people, to things that no longer serve us, even when we've gotten to this crossroads and we know that we have to make a decision. We want to make a decision. We know that we desire a life that is more fulfilling. But for some strange reason, we are living in the past and thinking that we have to hold on to that, like we have to experience this life of struggle, and you don't. It is time to speak up, stand up, and it is time to walk your walk, talk your talk, honey. It's time to come out. It is time to take, you know, life by the balls. And squeeze and fight for dear life. You don't just sit around and let life happen to you. You don't just stay stuck in a particular situation doing a thing that you know no longer feels good. This world has changed so much. And if you are staying in one place doing the same thing, you are going to be left behind. So yeah, I was truly inspired. And I had to come on and give you these encouraging words and let you know that it is time to talk your shit, girl. It's time to talk your shit, bruh. Yes, you're the breadwinner, but why does your side gig have to continuously be your side gig when you know that you are being called to bring life to it and make it your main thing? Fear is keeping so many of us stuck in the mud, almost as if you are wearing cement shoes. And like I said, if you're from my generation, you don't have time to sit still and wait for something to come along and give you the permission that you've already been granted. If the idea has been implanted in you, if it's something that you cannot stop thinking about, then it is time for you to bring it forth. It is time for you to give birth to it. It is time for you to come to a place where you realize that expansion is inevitable. So whether you participate in your expansion or not, it is going to happen. And I'd rather be a part of that expansion. I'd rather be experiencing that expansion. I'd rather be starting fresh, starting new, stepping into something that is more amazing and going to give me the enlightenment and the fulfillment that I really desire than to be stuck in a place because I've done it this way all this time. What are people gonna think if I decide to stop? What are people gonna think if I walk away? What are people gonna think if I start over? Starting over is a scary place. It's very intimidating. I realize that it can stifle you and it can keep you locked in. And sometimes you're locked in and you ain't even feeling good about it. You know, I remember there was a time that we were taught that stability, like you have to be stable in order to be successful. And although that holds true in a lot of areas, it does not hold true in an area that is keeping you handcuffed and keeping you in those cement shoes and keeping you from moving towards a life of expansion. So, yeah, I don't know if you need to hear this. I don't know if this is going to mean anything for you or to you. But for me, I just felt like I had to say something. I had to say something because I know how it feels to be stuck. But I also know how it feels to have an idea placed inside of me and it wanting to take flight, and then you're holding on to that. I know how uncomfortable, I don't know what it is about my voice. I know how uncomfortable that can be as well. So I had to come on and give you these words of encouragement. I hope you are moved. And if you need support, if you need some guidance in that area, please feel free to reach out to Coach Mo on Instagram. You can hit me up in my DMs. You can click on the link on my Instagram and go to my website and book a consultation. Whatever it's going to take. Because sometimes you do need that support when you're afraid to do it alone. Sometimes you do need someone to hear you when other people are telling you you're crazy. You crazy for thinking that, girl, you can't do that. You done waited all this time and now you want to start doing that? Now you want to walk away from your job? Now you want to walk away from your marriage? Sometimes you don't have anyone to speak to. So I'm here for you. You can find me at God Bod by Mo on Instagram. God Bod by Mo on Instagram, or of course you can go to my website, which is mothegoddess.com. But I hope this helps someone. I would really like to hear if it did. So please leave a comment on this podcast and let me know, did it mean anything to you? I mean, did this resonate with you? Do you feel where I'm coming from? You know your stuff. You've always had it in you. You've always been an entrepreneur. You've always known how to make money. It's time. It's time for your expansion. Okay, you guys, in the meantime and in between time, until the next time, let me go take something from my throat. But you be fit, be fierce, and be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Talk to you soon. Bye.